What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. What's up with you today? We'd like to welcome you guys to From the Hip, where we're talking pop culture, pop news.
And a little politics.
Little politics, girl. What you talking about?
Well, I'm Tonnell Hobbs.
I'm Dawn Burks.
And let's get started. First of all, I want to come in with some breaking news. Mm-hmm. There was a knife found at the O.J. Simpson estate.
Woo!
Yeah, but you know they can't do double jeopardy. We all know O.J. did it.
We know
O.J. did it. Black folks, I know people still in denial, but we know.
Did you? Okay. On Blackish last week, powerful episode, they crystallized it for me. The reason all the black people were so happy that O.J. got off.
Right.
Even though we all knew he did it.
I saw that. Yeah.
Everybody knew he did it.
We
were happy because we finally got one.
Exactly. I saw that episode, actually. I saw that. It was good.
Right.
Anyway.
They found a knife.
It was supposed to be some kind of one of those little folding pocket things or whatever.
Yeah.
But TMZ, of course, broke the story. Mm-hmm. But apparently, it's crazy how this went down, and I'll try to be quick.
I wish I had popcorn.
You got jelly beans.
I'm eating them, too.
And these are Starburst, too, so you don't have to. But anyway, so what happened was when they were demolishing the house some years ago, one of the construction workers came across this knife. Well, he takes the knife and he sees this cop across the street where this cop is working some, overtime duty. There's a movie being made at a house across the street. And he's providing security. Okay. So he gives the knife to the cop. Instead of this dude turning it in, he hangs on to the knife.
What?
So this cop retires recently, right? Mm-hmm. And decides now it's time for me to get this thing framed. So this dude,
he's gonna get it framed.
But you know what? He wanted to engrave the number, the case number,
right,
on his frame. So this dude calls the station and says, "Can I get that case number so I can engrave it on this frame? Because I got this knife."
What?
Girl, they told him that. So they,
because it's evidence,
right? The friend he called told his superiors, and they got that knife. But he held on to that knife, and he only brought it out to frame it because he retired and he knows what can they do administratively. Nothing now. They are checking to see if there's some possible criminal action, because that's like withholding evidence. But then you got to think about it.
It's even past withholding.
But the case had already been decided,
right?
So I don't know. I don't think they're going to be able to do any criminal
things. It's one of the great mysteries. It's one of those things where, okay, so you think in your head that he did it. You believe that he did it.
You know he did it.
But there's no definitive evidence.
Right.
And now we know from this TV show that's on that the reason the glove did not fit and what made them acquit was because OJ's hands would swell.
Exactly.
From
arthritis. And they had already told him he was going to be trying those gloves on. He was in that cell all night.
And he probably,
making sure those hands were swollen.
He flexed his hands all night.
Oh, girl.
My hands hurt right now.
And then they said that there had been blood on the gloves. Mm-hmm. So that right there is going to cause him to shrink a little bit. The drawing, stuff. But, he's in jail right now because he's supposed to be going up for parole soon, I think. But he's in jail right now. I'm like, dang, they found it. They found that knife.
I know.
But what can they do?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. So anyway, kudos to TMZ.
But it could, maybe it could bite him in the butt when he comes up for parole if someone's willing to pay for it.
That's what people are saying. That's what people are. Well, they're testing it. They are testing it, and they're hoping there's some residue if there is.
Girl, you came with some goodish this morning.
I sure did. I just got through with TMZ. I love TMZ. They break a lot of the celebrity news.
And you know what? Once they break it, they then leave it to the journalist with a capital J.
Exactly.
To find out more about it. They're like, okay, we found this out for you.
Now y'all go do your work.
Right.
Well, thinking of shows, let's talk about the GOP debate, because that was a show last night.
Honey,
I don't know if you had a chance to look at it.
It was a clown show.
It was good, though.
Wait a minute.
It's just so entertaining.
But Tarnell, when they start talking about, I mean, literally, below the belt.
I know when Trump was like, because apparently Rubio had said he's got small hands.
He does have tiny
hands. And that's tied to your anatomy, they feel,
that's
sometimes down under. And
she said down under.
Well, I'm trying to be diplomatic. Somebody might have a kid in the car.
Did you go
or something
to a land down under?
You know it. I mean, below the belt. Trump came out like, and I can assure you. I mean, he basically assured everybody that
and
he's okay down there.
The image of him is bad enough. I don't want the image of him there.
Well, I could not help it. I'm thinking like, is he telling the truth? I mean, we won't be able to find out unless we ask an ex-wife, perhaps.
I couldn't go to sleep after that.
And some news station dug her up, that Marla Trump. Yeah. Whatever. She's supposed to be on some show, so they might ask her if he's accurate on that.
Well, they can't ask the new wife much of anything. I saw her interview the other day.
I know where this was going.
She's an immigrant herself, and they asked her about his stance on immigrants. Well,
they did ask her too about why she would make a first good first lady or something.
Those pictures,
but I know I have. Oh, but she said something about I like to learn, but everybody was playing that, and nobody understood. And you know, you just be like, oh, okay, okay, you know, all right, that's good. But it was an uncomfortable moment because
Trump and his feelings on women, you know, basically she's like a little China doll in the corner.
But, you know, it's just so the debate last night. Right. Thank you, Ben Carson. Thank you for getting out the race. I feel so sorry for you.
Although Trump said he misses Ben because Ben was the only nice one.
Yeah, but poor Ben. I mean, he was just out there collecting cobwebs. And my mom was like, why is he up there? He's making us all look bad. I said, Mom, thank God he's not really in our family. But I know what you mean. But thank you, Ben, for going away.
And I'm not one to question blackness.
What?
I'm just not one to do it.
Are you?
I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying, I'm not one to question blackness.
He's from Detroit, you know.
He's from the D.
What was he allegedly almost killed somebody and ended up hitting the guy's belt buckle? I was like, how does that happen?
Speaking of a knife.
What?
Because, you know, Jesus took the wheel and kept him from killing that man.
That was weird. I didn't see how a belt buckle would have stopped that, not unless he did it in a wimpy style. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, thank God Ben Carson is gone.
He ain't no thug.
No, Trump, boy.
Ben Carson don't want none of this.
I know. But, hey, kudos to Fox. Mm-hmm. Did you see that line
of
questioning?
I did see that.
They went all watchdog. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, well, they have, okay, Ms. Trump, thank fuck, we have two videos. They wrote out videos.
This shows what.
That was real journalism.
To me, this shows what Fox News can do when they're unleashed from the company line.
Yes. I was thinking like, y'all go. When they're presentations.
Right. When they're actually able to do, as I said before, but journalism with a capital J, they can do it. It was so great because
Trump was talking about, you know, he could save billions and billions. And they said, what would you do? And he, of course, rattled off. I would cut this. The IRS did it, all this stuff. And they said, okay. They already had a slide presentation saying the numbers don't add
right.
up. Because if you cut the education branch, he wants to cut that, it's only this much.
Right.
I was like, wow.
And you know the question missing, though?
What?
Someone should have asked Trump, does he know what disavow means?
right.
I don't think he knows what it means.
I don't think he does either.
Someone threw that word out. It's now a buzzword to him. He's like, you want me to disavow it?
And then he says it. It's like, I disavow it.
Right.
Okay, move on. And you know, it's not sincere anyway. But
they were vicious, all of them to each other.
But they were. And then at one point, I think Cruz was telling Trump to take 10 seconds and deep breaths.
Breathe.
And then Ruby was like, what y'all gonna start doing? Yoga? And I was like.
And then one of them said something about, oh, who knows? He flip-flops on everything else. I know.
I felt like I told Maya, it's time for bed. Especially when Trump started going below the belt. I said, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you were watching one of those old 80s movies where the bully didn't have anything substantive to say, so he just picked on someone.
I mean, it was like all night throwdown. I said WWF meets the, you know, the political stage. But I tell you what, man, there was a nasty moment. I didn't want to bring this up because it made me sick to my stomach, especially when I got these jelly beans.
Yeah.
But
I ate mine.
Did you notice anything about Cruz last night?
Yeah.
The snot.
Was it snot for real?
Girl, now, they was on Twitter.
The web is
blowing
up. Twitter is, do you know?
Well, see, I noticed. I said, honey, Twitter he got something on the corner of his mouth.
His booger already has a Twitter account.
No, are you serious?
It does.
Well, then it moved around. I was like, well, wait a minute. I said, honey, we got something wrong with the
screen.
And
then he ate it.
I thought there was dust on our screen. I said, wait a minute, what's going on with our screen? Then it went, it was up here. Upper lip, then it went down
and then
bottom
ate,
lip,
and then what did
he do? And then it disappeared.
Because he ate it.
My husband was like, ugh.
We have on the Dallas Morning News site a close-up of the video, and shows him just kind of eating it.
No, y'all don't.
Yes, we do.
Why did he do that? Why couldn't he have took his hand and discreetly, or at least give the pretense that
you know
was
what,
wiping it with
I'm
something?
I'm going to say somebody on Twitter got it right, though.
Oh, man, I get sick of my stomach.
Only Ted Cruz can talk policy while eating a booger.
Oh, y'all are wrong. Okay, so is that on DallasNews.com,
yes,
GuideLife.com?
It's on the Trailblazers blog.
Go to DallasNews.com, and if you click on news and go to the Trailblazers blog, you can see Ted Cruz eating the snot.
I mean,
because I will tell you, if you didn't get the opportunity, but if you didn't see it. Girl, I almost lost my dinner last night.
Thought it was snot, what I thought it was like, you know how your lips get chapped, and talking too much. I think he needs some lip gloss.
No, I knew what it was, and at one point, first I said, "Honey, there's something
on the
screen."
Butter.
My honey went over there, mm-hmm. took a nap. Can you see?
No,
it's not on the screen. Then when the thing started moving around on his lips, I said, "Lord, that's not." Then when he went and sucked his lips in, and it was gold, I said, "Lord, he ate the snot."
Did you see Mitt Romney this morning on the Today Show?
I saw him yesterday go buck wild, but tell me about
yes,
today.
Yes, he did, but today he went buck wild, too.
And
Matt kept trying to pin him down, going, will you just come out, flat out say that you are not going to enter this race?
He wouldn't do it.
And he wouldn't flat out say it. He just said, I don't foresee a scenario.
Oh, well, that means it could happen.
Because Mitt has mapped out to everybody what they should do. He's like, Kasich, we need you to win Ohio. We need Rubio to win this one. Cruz
Rubio
to win
only got to get
one.
Florida. Da, da, da. Right. And if they do it, and if they could keep him far away from getting that magic number,
then it becomes a contentious thing at the convention.
Right.
And it's up in the air.
Now, if he wins Ohio and Florida, even if he doesn't get to that magic number, he's that close to it, mm-hmm. they got to let it go. They got to let it go.
They just got to let it go and see where the chips. But Hillary, there's an interesting story that we have in today's paper about mm-hmm. how Hillary just isn't galvanizing the voters. Not even like Obama did.
I do want to respond to that.
Okay.
That's on DallasNews.com. The reason why I want to respond to that, people need to slow their roll. Here's the reason why.
Up.
Okay. Because as soon as the Republicans have a nominee.
Uh-huh.
And you know the Democrats, they already making videos and commercials mm-hmm. and everything of Ku Klux Klan and everything. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. That's going to motivate the base. If Trump is the nominee, that's going to get the base going.
And
the Democratic
it's going to get
base.
Those independents out their butts. And maybe
because you
vote
know the
else.
Democrats are just salivating, thinking, Lord, please let it be Trump. Because you know they already have their arsenal of, look at all the fodder.
But you know what? Okay.
My God.
I think I said this.
That's going to energize people right there.
I think I said this earlier mm-hmm. in one of our podcasts. Yeah. The, you know, everything goes back to sports analogies for me. So bear with me. I said when the Republican field was so large, mm-hmm. I said that it was going to be kind of like the Southeastern Conference in football. Mm-hmm. They're going to beat up on each other so much that when it comes time to actually show and prove against the real rival,
right,
it's not going to be able to happen.
That's true.
They will have beat up on each other so much. There's no respect among this group right here.
I've never seen anything like
that. There is no respect for the humanity of each of the candidates. And except with
Kasich.
Yeah. Crazy Carson might be gone, but he at least was nice.
You know, I'm kind of glad he was gone because I could not hear one more time. Said, please, somebody attack me. Please, I want to speak. Please.
Like he's begging.
I mean,
but Kasich, it was nice
night.
To hear him speak.
Just self-disclosure, I am from Ohio. And, you know, Kasich,
she's such a journalist.
I know, really. Kasich was, I thought he was great last night. I think he stayed above the fray. Even when they tried to draw him in,
mm-hmm.
he like, you're not getting me in there. But I thought he was good. And you know what? If they were smart, they'd look at Kasich because Kasich, I mean, if he lived in Texas, he'd be a Democrat. Because he
yes.
is that moderate.
Yes.
And he would give Hillary a run for her money.
I think he would because he's the most level-headed of the bunch. And when you look at policies and programs and all those
and he's proven
substantive he's things. Proven and he's things, proven. Yeah. And he mentioned that last night. He says, I'm the only one, reality, who's right. done these things.
You didn't see him coming out with no slide presentations and videos against him.
He's just, you know, he's slow and steady. And you know what? We learned from Fairytale Land that slow and steady wins the race. That's so right. we'll see, because the Dallas Morning News did, our editorial board did endorse him and for, you know, the Republican.
And I will say there was a bit of laughter around that because that was. He wasn't even registered. I forgot he was on the ballot. I won't lie.
We talked about it. We did.
But you know what? Maybe the editorial board here at the Dallas Morning News is on to something.
You know, they're smart people.
Why wouldn't they have the last laugh? but anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, you know, we got, girl, TV is just ramping up. It's March. It's one day closer to the Empire.
When does Empire open?
March 30th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're one day closer.
I saw the little preview they
had on
it.
You saw that preview, right?
Yeah, it looked really hot.
Questionable fashion choices.
Well, we've had that for a while. Cookie done showed up in chains, leather, and everything else you think of. I don't know if I'm watching X-rated or what. Where's
no, when she had on so many chains that one time, I thought I had flipped the roots.
I mean, Lord, don't start talking about roots.
Because you know I will talk about roots.
It got a bit crazy last season. I hope they kind of tamped down on her. She got a little outlandish.
Well, it seems like they're going to have to because.
Bring back the leper skin.
Right. From what we saw on this extended trailer, it seems like that more stories are going to have to be told. Because you know who I didn't see in that trailer? Boo Boo Kitty.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Think about it. I did not see her in
that
trailer.
Well, she's locked up. She's got to be on there somewhere.
No, because isn't she the one responsible for Rhonda hitting the bottom of that stairwell?
Yeah, but don't nobody know that.
Oh, girl, let's talk about something.
Okay, well,
let's
talk about Scandal. Let's talk about Scandal. Okay, so Scandal did not air this week because...
That was a good jelly bean.
You still ordered? We got some these
I'm hungry, and I'm eating before I get hangry, because you would not like me when I'm hangry.
We'll see about that. But anyway, so Scandal. So it didn't show this week, but we're going to talk about last week's episode, which was, I don't know what day that was, but...
last Thursday.
February, something. Mm. But anyway, new stuff. They did get renewed for a sixth season, so...
They don't care about losing ratings, do they?
I'm getting tired of Olivia Pope. Can we get a new main character?
Why is she everybody's side piece?
I'm sorry.
Respect
her
for
and
yourself.
Jake don't got that much chemistry for her to be drawn to that bed much. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of her.
Have some respect for yourself.
Just disgusting.
And if you don't have that much respect for yourself, have enough respect for your punani.
Really?
It don't want to be put through
everybody
all of that.
There, go there.
Everybody.
Oh, Lord. Let's. Oof,
she like between, a revol- she like a revolving door.
Between her and Trump below the belt, I don't know what to think today. But, okay, so anyway, she is a revolving door. Didn't the president has a new woman he didn't got? You know, he. I don't. I,
a
it
common
looks like they
garden got, tool.
And she's a reporter, too. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. She's unrealistic.
I hate when they do. And Hollywood does this a lot. And Hollywood, you might not be listening to me. Ooh, jelly bean. You might not.
CPR. I know. She swallowed one more bean
but
on one.
I'm all worked up about this. Because if I see Hollywood do this one more time, I'm just going to be mad.
With the reporter.
With the reporter. Every time they have a female reporter.
She got to be a skank.
She got to be
why
a skank.
Is that?
She always got to sleep with her source or sleep on her
we
source.
We don't all do that.
Or around her source
them.
Or throw herself at the source. Right. We don't do that. I don't want you.
I know, really.
You know what I want from you? I want a good quote.
Thank you.
I don't want nothing else from you.
I mean, it's just skankish. But anyway, so
I don't even
Olivia
want
sleeping with Jake, president to tick up with this little skankish, this reporter. And then but the part I liked was David sleeping with the vice president, Susan.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's going to like her. And then that Liz was getting jealous because she said, you're still in bed?
Mm-hmm. She was getting all up in her feelings.
I'm loving that. They need to focus on them more. Olivia Pope and all them need to take a vacation.
I want to have an episode that's just Susan. Because
right.
I think there's such a chance
really
there
like
to expand that
right.
character.
I love
and the
her.
Actress is so good because
she
you can see
great.
So much happening behind her eyes. So really, that's a girl. But speaking of behind the eyes, having have-nots, did you see Jeffrey psychoanalyze the gay-bashing, gay-loving cop?
I thought that
gay-bashing
was very...
Gay-bashing and gay-loving.
I thought the whole scene was unrealistic. I don't know if somebody's living out a fairy tale of some cop in bondage. I have no idea. But I thought it was unrealistic that he just goes up, he goes in the house and tells his buddies, oh, y'all go on. I'm going to wait for her to come. It was very unrealistic, and I couldn't get over that part. But, yeah, that I don't know about that scene.
And then when he put him in the figure four upstairs.
Right.
They're wrestling on the floor.
Oh, yeah, and he had his. Yeah.
And then he's like.
The guy got all excited. And then the guy was like, I didn't get excited. And then he grabbed his you know what. And apparently the guy did get excited.
Now, the one thing I'm noticing, though.
What?
I got to sit back on this. I am loving Tyler Perry's subversive commentary on black folks moving into the white folks' neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah, I like that.
Because this has been running throughout the whole season, which, it's been what, like 6-7 episodes? 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But this subversive commentary, he's got this nosy woman across the street standing in for every person who's been afraid of black people moving into their community.
I think it's great. I love that
it's
scene.
Absolutely.
But you know what
awesome.
I thought was also great? Mm-hmm. Veronica, when she went natural.
And you know what? I let out a whoop.
She was like, oh, you don't want it. She said something about natural hair because old girl wanted her to go out the front door.
She said, I'm
going to
show you how a natural woman looks. And I was like, whoop. And I really did.
She took things out and hooked it up.
And she hooked it up, pulled her hair. I yelled in my house. My child woke up because I was like, oh, this twist out is going to be epic.
I know. And it was, too.
It was glorious.
But, you know, I also like, too, that Candace, they always kind of portrayed her as crazy. And now we're really seeing it. She's crazy.
Mm-hmm. She's crazy.
She's crazy. She done beat up on all
kinds
of people.
They left no doubt.
Yeah.
She made her friend pee his pants.
I know. And then she's got that sidekick that's worse than her.
But what has she got on all these heavies, for lack of a better term, that they will just do this stuff for her?
She's thugged out. She knows people.
Yeah, but usually you need to be able to give them something for them to, like, maybe
face charges
for you.
Well, she probably got a little change here or there. She probably got a little bit to throw at them, a couple hundred.
She might be doing it on Olivia Pope and being a revolving door.
Thinking on that note, to Pope, Lily Pope, Trump, and now this, I gotta go, girl. It's been a good one. Well, y'all catch us next time.
Next time.
And check us out. We are on Twitter, still From the Hip. And tell your friends about us.
Facebook. We need, listen.
Still From the Hip. Facebook is From the Hip.
Facebook is From the Hip.
Yeah.
Twitter is still From the Hip because somebody who hasn't used the handle in umpteen years won't let it go.
Can we have that handle if you're out there?
Yeah, if you're out there, can we have it? Because we're going to use it. And we're going to use it a lot.
Maybe we'll send this podcast to them and they can hear us asking for our handle. I don't know. All right, girl.
Okay.
This will be good.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.